800-686-2237.
Day for those of you who are still celebrating the made-up holiday. There may be a couple of minutes left if you're in the East, and for the rest of you, not very much time left on that clock. You probably ran out at the last second. I know. I went to the store today. I saw all of you guys lined up grabbing those flowers. So much so that the grocery store must have made a fortune, because they had a dozen roses for $50, and they were all gone. Every other person in line, I'm not kidding you, was holding flowers. That's okay. I mean, hey, if that's what it takes, if that's the Valentine's Day is your thing, and your day to recognize a significant other or to be recognized, then good for you. I just say that Hallmark loves this day, and the florists love it. Probably restaurateurs as well make some coin. If the weather's okay, though, that's the key. If the weather's really, really, really brutal, it might be tough on getting those folks in the door. But not for the flowers, I think, and not for the cards, certainly. Hey, coming up in another 10 minutes, we're going to talk about the personality traits. You're going to love this. Of the former president, George Bush, and the current president, Barack Obama. I mean, let's face it, whether it's the pundits or talk show hosts or whoever it is, or the zany callers, everybody wants to get a handle on the head of the president. What's inside? What makes him tick? What's their deal? I mean, that's the truth. Because always that's what you hear, the reaction. Well, he's too soft. He's weak. He's too aggressive. He's too sensitive. You know, give me an adjective and we'll throw it at one of the presidents and it'll stick somewhere. So anyway, we're just going to look at Bush and Obama. And that's coming up in another 10 minutes here on the big show. Since it is the tail end of Valentine's Day, I thought it'd be fun to do this little thing where we come up with the biggest cupcakes in politics especially. But if you want to throw in sports or business, you can do that. It's almost a layup. I mean, I started to make a list today, and I thought, I don't even need to make a list. I already know off the top of my head. I can go current, and I can go backwards probably two decades and give you who I think are the biggest cupcakes of all time in all three categories, and then even throw in entertainment if I wanted to. But that would just be too easy. Entertainment really would be too easy. Also, we're going to talk in this hour about Joe Biden and Dick Cheney. They kind of went at each other on two different Sunday programs. And the talk was about terrorism, most of it anyway. The Obama administration is not ruling out a military trial. Now is what's being pumped out there for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, especially because they know, most likely, Congress, cha-ching, is not going to give them the money they need for that civilian trial. If you look at what typically it could take Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others to get through our current system, to go through our current legal system, you're probably talking about $1 billion. New York doesn't want to pay that. Finally, Mayor Bloomberg got wise and realized, oh, why did I sign off on this? Why did I say I thought it was a good idea? What was I thinking when I talked to Eric Holder? This is going to cost us a fortune. We don't have any money for this. So I don't think Congress is going to pony up the money. The bottom line is, to me, it shouldn't be a civilian situation anyway. War combatants, the situation. I mean, look, Manhattan. Do we have to go back in time and relive 9/11? We know what happened. The Twin Towers come down, 3,000 people in all killed. The folks that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, what about the Pentagon? We can't forget about that. And, of course, New York and what happened to Manhattan. You know, you're talking about women, children, and innocent guys who were just going to work or walking along the street. There's too many sad stories to tell. But we know they're out there, and we've heard many, many, many of them. And that is not a civilian situation. I don't see how you come up with trying them in a civilian court. It makes no sense. it makes much more sense to go with a military tribunal, commission, whatever you want to call it. So now everybody's kind of getting that idea. We're probably not going to be able to do this anyway because we're not going to have the money, right? We're not going to be able to do it. And I think that there may be a fight and there may be a war of rhetoric going on, but in the end, I do not believe that we're going to go down the path of civilian trials. You move Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other guys, try to try them someplace else, you're going to have the same problem. What, and a small town's going to be able to pony up the protection you need and the money that they would need for a force that would be able to withstand what could possibly happen? Can you imagine if somehow they escaped? That would be the worst of all possibilities, I believe. All right, we have some other things that we'll talk about, too, like we'll lighten the load. We definitely have sports shorts. Who won the Daytona 500 for all you motorheads out there? I'll tell you, it was an interesting finish to that race. And All-Star games are boring. I think it's like watching paint dry, but not everybody agrees with me. I actually had a seat to go to this one if I wanted it. I didn't want to go. 108,000 people, though, went out to Jerry World in Dallas, Texas to watch the East and the West go at it. So apparently they either just wanted to go out for fun or they know something I don't know. But we'll talk about it when we do sports shorts. Also coming up in this hour, We Can Count, one of my favorite new segments we've been doing for, I guess, the past 3 weeks or so. And it has to do with numbers. Although almost anything we talk about these days seems to do with numbers, whether we're talking about hard currency or just numbers of things. And we'll jump to that certainly as well. Sad story out of the Olympics, that the fact that one of the Olympians was killed. I turned on the tube after this had happened, and I was watching it, and they were very vague about the details. But here this was this Georgian luger who died in a horrible training accident before the opening of the Winter Games. And he told his father that he was worried about the track before he did the run that killed him. So it was a weird accident, but it made them do some different things to the track in Vancouver for safety reasons. And he's just 21 years old. Lost control of the luge on the final turn of the course that he was practicing on, supposedly the world's fastest, and he slammed into a steel support. And he was going 90 miles an hour. Wow, 90 miles an hour. So the International Luge Foundation, or Federation, has blamed the crash on the 21-year-old kid, not on deficiencies in the track, and that has a little firestorm of controversy as far as that sport is concerned. So we'll also jump to that in sports as well. So a whole lot of reasons to stick around here on a Sunday/Monday, swinging into yet another week in February. Man, how it flies. Wasn't it just Christmas and January, and here we are? We're getting deep into this, folks. Stay with us, talking about the two presidents and their personality traits next on ATN.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Hi, this is Peter Kratschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kratschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kratschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Our mission,
counterterrorism,
and training, equipping, and supporting Iraqi forces.
Training, equipping, and advising Iraqi security forces.
Don't let you.
America tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. For all you East Coasters, I hope you're warm now. Finally, some of that snow clearing away. What am I saying? Every single state except for Hawaii had some form of snow on the ground in the last 2 days. That is just crazy. A lot of you have sent me pictures of snowmen and all that kind of stuff. We're going to get to the mailbag a little bit later on the show. All right, as promised, I said we would talk about the different personality traits between George W. Bush, former president, and our current president, Barack Obama. And so much of the analysis, and always what we're talking about, let's face it, with politics, whether we're breaking down policy, things we don't agree with, the nuttiness even of the people around them, it does relate to what their styles are, certainly, no doubt. So Stu Slackman joins us. He's the author of Don't Just Stand There, Sell Something, and I guess another book, too. He must be busy. Four People You Should Know. Stu, thanks for coming on our show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Let's talk about that. First of all, because that's what everybody wants to do. They want to get inside the heads of these two guys. Let's go back to George W. Bush. I mean, it's interesting now, and I know Bush from days of talking to him, even when he was part of the whole Rangers scene and then was governor of Texas, and I just his personality, I found him to be, and some people would be shocked by this, but charming. He remembers people's names. So my nickname at the time when I first knew him I was doing an on-air show in Dallas and then in New York, and my nickname was the Sports Princess. And he, you know, called out to me a couple of times, "Hey, Sports Princess," like, so I knew just in our brief interaction, and I could tell by other people around him, he was very good at knowing people's names. What does that say? Does that play into what you think are the personality, was the personality style of Bush?
Well, kind of. He's sociable. And if you look at, my second book is on colors, and it's a color-coded personality system. And in the system, he's a gold personality backed up with an orange. So what that means, in Myers-Briggs, he's what you call a sensory judger. Now, so he's a person that is sociable. He believes strongly in accountability, commitment, loyalty. When it comes to decisions, a gold personality is extremely decisive. And you could look at the book The Way of the World by Ron Suskin, and he talks about Bush and, you know, how he commands, you know, when he makes decisions, they are quick, they're decisive. He doesn't back off on them. Mm-hmm. His personality style hates disorder, and he believes in setting the policies and sticking to them. And that's very much what we call a judger, a gold personality. So when you see a person like that, they are quick to make decisions, they won't take long, and they don't back off of them. And just like the war with Iraq, Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Tax cuts, what he did right after 9/11, these are all strong indications of the gold personality. And the orange is someone who's jovial, likes to cut up, and you can see that he cuts up a lot, and yes, remembering people's names, and being social, I actually met him at Nortel Networks, and I thought I was one-on-one with him in a crowd. He was that personable.
Yeah, boy, that's true. I mean, that is dead on right, I would say, your assessment when you look at the personality of Bush and the gold and the orange, from what I've seen. And then the examples, you're right, whether it's Iraq, the tax cuts, 9/11, no backing down, no matter what, boom, decisiveness. Now, so you take that and you flip that, and with what you've worked out, what do you think of Obama's personality style? How would, color-wise, what would he be?
He is totally the opposite. if Bush is a gold orange, which he is, I believe that Barack Obama is a green blue, which is the total opposite. In Myers-Briggs, he is an intuitive thinker, and there are some just great examples of that. Now, first of all, his campaign ran on hope and change. One of the things that green personalities love is change, and they will continually change things. And, of course, as an idealist, it's to make it better. That's what. And it's not what people do, but why. So people are saying, how come he's taking it took 4 months to make a decision on Afghanistan, why mm-hmm. did he only give them 30,000 troops versus 40? And the answer is because that's his personality style. He will analyze. He will take in all the data. One of the strongest traits of the green personality style, actually not strong, is they are slow to bring things to closure because they have to have all the information. They have to analyze the information. And because of that, and being intuitive, they go deep and wide, and there's no sense of urgency.
Wow. And so, Okay, so you take that from the green, and that completely makes sense to me. It was funny, we were talking about Afghanistan tonight. And then the blue, what's the blue side?
The blue is his secondary, I believe, and that is, it's a relationship thing. Blues very much depend on honesty, integrity, trust. But here's the reason why I think it's blue, because blue is an intuitive feeler. And as a double intuitive, he's slower to make decisions because that's the trait of both green and blue, is not to bring things to closure. In other words, he needs to get consensus. He needs to get buy-in. He's going to analyze all the information. He's a person that will easily change in midstream, where mm-hmm. Bush would hate that. Goals do not like change as far as organization goes, where I think you'll see over the next 3 years lots of changes with Obama just based on that green-blue personality. He will tweak the process. He also, one characteristic of the Green personality is they challenge authority. In other words, look what happened in Nebraska and Louisiana with tax dollars going for their votes.
Yes.
That is characteristic of Greens. You know, where Golds make the rules and abide by the rules, Greens will question the rules and go around the rules. I mean, I always thought that, you know, to give money to a state to get a vote, I don't think that's legal. But that is characteristic of his personality style. And they will make a lot of mid-course corrections along the way. And that is dead on for that type of personality style. Flexible deadlines, you'll see that too. Even though they say he wants this bill passed now, you haven't seen him screaming and yelling that it hasn't been done. He'll just go with the flow.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great example of the health insurance reform, because that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Wow, we only have a couple minutes left, but it's interesting how you compare the, especially with the colors. I love that. And that's what you do, but you do it a lot specifically you work with a lot of people in sales. And I would imagine that part of the problem is the whole communication thing. So if you can identify the personalities, probably companies can be set up better, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's when it comes to the four colors, it's how people communicate, what motivates them to action, how they make decisions, slow or fast, how they view change, how they view risk, how they view conflict, and they all have a different set of values.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes. It's interesting, especially in the selling process. If you understand the personality style of the buyer, you'll understand how they will evaluate and how they'll go about making a decision based on the information they receive and how they view closure.
Yeah. Interesting stuff, Stu. Thanks for coming on. We'll tell everyone they should check out your website, competitiveexcellence.com. Then you can learn out more about Stu, but that's fascinating. Hopefully we'll run into each other here down the road. Thanks, Stu. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Kate.
All right, I love what he said. I mean, he was that not dead on, talking about Bush gold orange and talking about Obama green blue. And I love how he brought it back down to the whole flexible deadlines thing. That's so true. I mean, that's the frustration that we, of course, talk about here on America Tonight, the flip-flopping. It feels like flip-flopping, but it's that whole idea of just changing, just constantly, constantly changing, which, right or wrong with some of the decisions that Bush made, that was one thing that he didn't do. So there is definite different contrasting styles with those two. It'd be interesting to even open it up more. You take it back to Clinton, and then you go back to Bush 1 before that, and then you can go all the way back through Reagan and Carter and etc. and compare those personalities. All right, coming up on the flip side, Afghanistan, a rocket veers off course and kills some civilians. We're going to tell you the details on that. 800-259-5791. Keep the number handy so you can chime in. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisane, seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
My favorite new segment, We Can Count. Let's start with the NBA. They held their All-Star game, and they did it in front of a large crowd, 108,713. That's the official number. They did it in Cowboys Stadium. Wow, how about that? That's an amazing amount of people. The players must have looked like ants from the nosebleed seats. I've been to that stadium, and trust me, I don't think you're seeing much action unless you're close or you're looking at the giant, giant, amazingly huge, did I say enough words there, screen that they have in the middle of the field. So I guess that's what all the people did that were in the cheap seats. In the All-Star game, the East won 141 to 139 in a Who Cares exhibition. That's what it is. I mean, hey, it's a record crowd, so that's cool, I guess, for the NBA, because the NBA is taking it on the chin. They are losing so much money. But I just don't think there's, I don't know, I just don't think there's much bragging rights in the All-Star game period. Probably the best one is baseball, but overall I'm not a big fan. So this stadium is a $1.2 billion stadium. So anytime they can put seats or fannies in the seats, they're happy about that. And that's that is an amazing amount. The record crowd for an All-Star game was 44,735. You know when that was set? Back in the Astrodome in 1989. That's pretty big. Now, the previous record for a basketball game, period, just any basketball game, was 78,129. You know where that was set? When Michigan State played Kentucky, and that was at Detroit's Ford Field. That happened in 2003. Yeah, how about that? So, from the expectations of those who wanted to fill the seats there, I guess it went off without a hitch, and that's a good thing. As we continue along the We Can Count path, this one's a strange story, but I have to bring it up. I am a fan of this man. I like a lot of the movies that he's put together and that he's had his little cameo appearances in, and that would be Kevin Smith. And so Kevin Smith, well, you know, think of Mallrats, Chasing Amy, and there's been a slew of others. But Kevin Smith was going to fly on Southwest and bought two seats. I guess the rule on Southwest is if you can't put the armrest down, then you need to buy two seats. So he purchased two tickets, and that's what he does when he travels Southwest. The airline knows that he flies. It's been noted. And he decided to fly standby on an earlier flight. Only one seat remained. So he was seated, and then they asked him to leave. The rule is on Southwest, if a customer cannot comfortably lower the armrest and it infringes on a portion of another seat, a customer seated adjacent would be very uncomfortable. And a timely exit from the aircraft in the event of emergency might be compromised if we allowed a cramped, restricted seating arrangement. So my question is, okay, Smith is 39 years old. How wide is his girth that he couldn't put the armrest down? His next film, Cop Out, which is supposed to be a pretty big deal, comes out on February 26th. So in the numbers game, I mean, how much could this guy possibly weigh? He just doesn't seem that big to me. How big is he? What do you think, Matt? How big is this guy? He can't be that big.
Well, he's not incredibly large, but he's a bigger guy because he played in those movies you mentioned, Clerks, Mallrats, and all those. He played Silent Bob. He's a bigger guy in general, and he was just in another movie. What was it? He's in one of the latest Die Hard movie. He plays the little techie guy in living in his mom's basement.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, he's not small, but I think I don't know. I'm starting to think back to like flights I've been on, and the seats aren't that huge. So if he's flying coach, which I don't know why he's flying coach. That's my number one question. But because if you're flying first class, there should be no problem for him fitting.
No, but he was on Southwest, and Southwest doesn't really have a first class, I don't think.
I don't know. I don't fly.
No, they don't.
Southwest.
No, I've been on Southwest. They don't. It's like a cattle call. Like there is no first class.
Oh.
No. So it's just regular seating. But I've been on that flight, and I'm thinking he can't be 400 pounds, but maybe you're right. Maybe those seats, you know, they were trying to cram seats together in a lot of airlines. I don't know if Southwest did that. So perhaps that's what happened, and the seat was a skinny seat. Because, I mean, he's not a 400-pound guy. That's what I'm saying. If we're doing it by the numbers, I'm saying, what do you think he's weighing, like 275?
I think he's pushing 300.
Really? Okay, so 300. That means if you're 300 pounds, then you can't fit into a Southwest air seat, basically.
Right.
Oh. Have you ever been on a plane where somebody couldn't put the arms down and you too bad?
Well, that last flight I was on where they had the other Matt Johnson, I had to kind of fight for an extra seat. I was seated next to a couple, they were both a little larger, and I made a point. They didn't have the armrest down, but I made a point to put it down because the guy was kind of crouching in on my territory. And so I'm sure it made him a little more uncomfortable, but it also, you know, it gives you your space that you're entitled to.
Yeah, otherwise it's skin on skin, brother.
Right.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, hey, look, all of us have had ups and downs with weight, I'm sure, but when you get to a certain point, it's a weird deal. It's a weird deal for an airline because then how do you infringe on people? Well, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too whatever. So I don't like that idea, but at the same time, it can be uncomfortable for the other person. So I sort of get the two ticket thing. The the snafu here was, if he couldn't fit into the seat, was that they had him in that situation on standby and let him get on there in the first place. But it's awkward. That's an awkward dance, I think, on Southwest. I never fly Southwest, so I'll have to, if I do, I'll have to really check it out. It's been a long time. I think it's been 2 years since I've gotten on one of their planes. All right, by the numbers, or, you know, we can count if that's what we're doing. There was a movie over the weekend. It is Valentine's Day, or it was on Sunday. So the movie Valentine's Day really raked it in at the box office. $52.4 million. Grabbed the number one spot over the weekend. There was a lot of people and famous people in this movie. Ashton Kutcher, Jessica Alba, Jennifer Garner, Anne Hathaway, Julia Roberts, Jamie Foxx, Queen Latifah, Jessica Biel, Shirley MacLaine, Taylor Swift, Taylor Lautner. The movie is estimated to be in the $60 million range after President's Day on Monday, so it breaks a previous record that was set by Ghost Rider of $52 million over that four-day holiday weekend. Number two was Percy Jackson and the Olympians, Lightning Thief. That raked in $31.1 million. And then The Wolfman with $30.6 million. I went to see the werewolf movie, The Wolfman. I thought it was pretty good. It was okay. I don't know that I would recommend that you all go see it. You could easily rent it versus shelling out the $9 or whatever it is. But I did notice when I went to the theater, they had roped off lines for that Valentine's Day movie and the Percy Jackson movie because they expected very big crowds at the theater I was in, and there were people that were waiting, just waiting like they were going to some kind of big concert. And I thought it was really strange. So I asked them what it was, and it was those two movies. And sure enough, the cha-ching factor at the box office was there. I mean, how cheesy is that? A Valentine's Day movie called Valentine's Day that makes that kind of money at the box office. I guess there is something to the chick flick, and that if it's that's what the holiday is, then that's what it is, and people are going to go see it. So Gary Marshall is cashing in on what was probably a layup. Speaking of Valentine's Day, Angelina's Valentine's Day present to Brad was an $18,500 tree. You know, there's been all these crazy reports, and we don't care about celebrities here so much on America Tonight, but you can't help but bump into these two, not in person, but when you're getting groceries, because they're over every single magazine cover, other breaking up or whatever. So she went on a three-day trip to Haiti, where she helped injured orphans. In fact, we're going to let you hear what she said about that. I thought she was well-spoken, actually. And she decided to then turn her attention to her husband and gave him this tree for Valentine's Day. It's a 200-year-old olive tree. I told you what it costs. And they're going to plant it in their estate. Oh, how lucky. In the south of France. Any of you guys out there get an $18,000 tree from the woman you're with? I'm thinking no. I haven't seen the phone lines flashing on my end of it anyway. So, I mean, that's what you do when you have money. You give trees and things like that. What's $18,000? I guess they're not breaking up anytime soon, though, huh? All right, this is the other strange story, but it fits because 911 is a number, and that's the number that was called by Alec Baldwin's daughter when he didn't answer the phone. His daughter is Ireland Baldwin. She's 14 years old, and her father was at his apartment when they were fighting over the phone on February 11th, rather. So I guess he got upset and threatened to take a bunch of pills. So she was afraid. She called the number, and the next thing you know, he was in the hospital. He had a little temper flare-up, apparently. He is okay. Can you imagine that? I'm Ireland Baldwin. My father's threatening to take pills because we're having a blowout fight. And they did. They sent somebody to his place, and I think he stayed overnight. But apparently he was okay. It was just a little flare-up. Never know what you're going to get, and we can count. On the flip side, Angelina Jolie talks about the orphans in Haiti, and also Rachel Maddow gets into it with the GOP. We'll talk about it next.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We like to call leftovers. Leftover from this four-hour show called America Tonight is this little Sunday swirl. Kind of a heated brouhaha between Rachel Maddow and the Congressman Aaron Schock, Republican from Illinois. She laid into him talking about his hypocrisy for railing against a spending bill in public while pushing the benefits in his home district. So listen to Maddow and the congressman go back and forth.
I don't like all the pork that was in the bill. $787 billion stimulus bill, the largest spending bill in history. One of the reasons why it didn't create long-term growth is it didn't have stimulative tax cuts in it, but rather a lot of pork and spending.
Which are the least stimulative things in the stimulus. I mean, when you assess what creates jobs in the stimulus band, it's the tax cuts that were put in order to try to win Republican votes that didn't come anyway that are the least effective thing in the stimulus bill. So the theory doesn't match the practice here. But, you, I mean, you and your district,
well, I
just
this
week you were at a community college touting a $350,000 green technology education program, talking about how great that was going to be for your district. You voted against the bill that created that grant. And so that's happening a lot, with Republicans sort of taking credit for things that Democratic bills do, and then Republicans simultaneously touting their votes against them and trashing them. That's, I think, a problem that needs to be resolved within your caucus, because, I mean, you seem like a very nice person, but that's a very hypocritical stance to take.
Well, Rachel, with all due respect, I can assure you Republicans were not consulted on a stimulus bill. That bill was filed at 11 p.m. The night before the 10:30 a.m. we began debating it. None of our amendments were considered. There was no debate, no bipartisanship on that bill.
But the issue is not bipartisanship qua bipartisanship. It's hypocrisy. I mean, if you are for PAYGO, if you're for a deficit commission, until the president of the other party comes around for it and then you're against it, we're not talking policy anymore. We're not talking about bipartisanship. You shouldn't be blamed for not getting Republican votes on that. That's hypocrisy. If you vote against the omnibus bill, if you complain about the omnibus bill, if you tout your vote against the omnibus bill, it is hypocrisy to then go to your district and go to a ribbon-cutting ceremony for something that's funded by the omnibus bill that you voted against. It's not just bipartisanship as a...
Wow. So that's what he did. I'm sure he didn't even realize it. He did go to what she said, a ribbon cutting ceremony for what was funded ultimately by what it was a green technology education program ribbon cutting deal. And the money for that was part of that spending bill that Congress took up last spring. So I don't think he realized what happened and how he got caught in the middle of it. And she's right. She did get him. It was a $350,000 piece of change, too, by the way. And they just went back and forth, kind of interesting. She said something at the end to thinking, what was it that she said? Something about that he's probably a nice person, that the problem needs to be resolved within your caucus because you seem like a nice person, but that is a hypothetical stance to take. So she kind of softened the blow that she took at him. And like I said, that was on the tube on Meet the Press. Also in an interview, and I thought she did a pretty good job with this, Angelina Jolie, I mean, you know, the scumarazzi is all over her no matter where she is. And she's all about adopting kids around the world, as many of you realize. So she was in Haiti trying to do what she could for the people in Haiti. And she was asked about the orphans and the situation with the orphans. And here's what she had to say.
Well, I think we have to enforce the law and work with the government. I know there's a new child protection cluster that's formed that's doing everything they can to coordinate. They're talking a lot about reunification. Talk to ICRC about this reunification program, because that's the most important thing, to try to track everybody. But as we said, very difficult without birth registration. It is a huge problem. Trafficking has been a huge problem in this country for a very long time and a very, very real problem. So I think everybody that means well needs to really take that very seriously and not get frustrated, but really work with the country. And for myself, as somebody who's an adoptive parent, I understand the urge to assist in that way, but now is not the time, and emergency is not the time for new adoptions in any way.
Yeah, she has a point, and that's the problem. I mean, there are so many kids that need a home and that need to be adopted, but we saw what happened with those missionaries and what a disaster that was. Hopefully not many people are going to venture into that same territory, and there is a problem with the human trafficking all over the world, and Haiti had that problem before the earthquake, so it's just gotten worse because of the chaos that ensued. We move to this day in history. It is Monday, February 15th, 2010. Yeah. If we go back in time, I just said yeah because it's flying by. We go back to 1898, the USS Maine exploded in Cuba. The Maine was sent to Cuba to help calm the situation between Spain and that country. No one knows who and what caused the explosion. The U.S. blamed it on the Spaniards. The explosion, which killed 266 crewmen, marked the beginning of the Spanish-American War. In 1953, the first American to win the Women's World Figure Skating Championship was 17-year-old Teen Lee Albright. She won the competition in Switzerland. Oof, 1953, 17. 1962, CBS Television bought the exclusive rights to college football games from the National Collegiate Athletic Association for an all-time high dollar figure of $10,200,000. Boy, for 62, that is a pretty big deal. College football is huge. They have reaped that money back. Anybody who carries college football has reaped plenty in endorsements from Tostitas all the way down the line. ESPN now carries so many of the college games. In 1982, Sugar Ray Leonard, the welterweight boxing champ, knocked out Bruce Finch in the third round of a fight in Reno, Nevada. Leonard was injured in the second round, underwent retinal surgery. In May, he retired for the first time. In 1982, he returned to the ring in 1984. Just couldn't get it out of his blood. In 86, Whitney, I'm Crazy Houston, reached the number one spot in the music charts. Her single, How Will I Know, replaced a song recorded by her first cousin, Dionne Warwick. That song was That's What Friends Are For. Whitney is the daughter of Sissy Houston. This day also saw Sade's album Promise hit number one in the U.S. Okay, we move from this day in history to news you can abuse. This one was just too juicy, just sat up there for me. A 51-year-old Ohio man has embraced the Valentine's Day spirit faster than anyone before. He gave out 7,777 hugs in 24 hours for a new world record. I think these people do these things just to see their name in the Guinness Book of World Records. I think that's what it's all about, honestly. And from Taylor, Michigan, a buck is all it will take to buy a bungalow in one Detroit suburb. Taylor officials are asking for a two-story arts crafts style home built in 1926, four bedrooms, two baths. Wonder what condition it is. Well, here's the catch. City officials say the buyer of the 2,110 square foot fixer upper must move it from its current location no later than May 31st because it sits on property they'd like to add to a nearby park. Oof, they say moving the house is going to cost you $20,000. Records show that originally the house was bought for $76,000 after it went into foreclosure last year. Oof, so you could buy it for a buck, $20,000. I saw a picture of it. It looks like it needs a lot of work. Seems like a gigantic headache to me. I don't think I would go there, folks. All right, let's end on a couple of quick birthdays. Do we have time to kick in the birthday music, Matt Johnson?
Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
Matt Groening from The Simpsons. Guess when he was born? 1954. Boy, The Simpsons has been around for such a long time. Jane Seymour, Live and Let Die. Oh, that's when she was really, really super young. She's gone on to a ton of other things since that. She was born in 1951. Also, Melissa Manchester, 51 as well. Don't cry out loud. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you so much.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.